Hey, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about, or we're going to figure out why some people that are listening to us and to our podcast aren't taking action on the advice that we give.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So let's jump in, because this is a topic that I think is very fresh for you.
Yep.
For me, I've had an interesting experience around some of the folks that are listeners as well. And so I want to hear why we're talking about this from you, because you just gave me a great description and I thought it was really fascinating.
Yeah. So I've been traveling a lot lately, and I've gotten to this new habit that I don't want to take an Uber or a taxi from the airport to the hotel and back from the hotel to the airports. So what I do instead is I just tweet out that I'm looking for a ride. And so far, anywhere I go, there's a Startup Chat listener happy to pick me up and drive me somewhere, right? And all of you guys are awesome. And so instead of just sitting in a cab, I have a listener of the podcast, and we can talk for the 20-30 minute ride that I'm driving somewhere and spend some proactive time together and get to know each other. So the last three rides I got, and most noticeably the last one I got from the Dublin airport to this hotel just 2 days ago, were from people that were describing their situation, the business they're in, the things they're doing. And then it was very obvious what the next step should be, at least for me. And it always was even more obvious to me in the context of, you've listened to Heaton and I for months and months and months. You know what we probably think in this situation, right? So I would ask people, I would look at just the 2 days ago on the ride to the Dublin hotel, he was describing his situation and was basically telling me why he hasn't started selling yet, right? He is getting into this new business. He just bought all the stuff and he's just ready to go on the website and this and that. And it's a business that needs him to go to restaurants and hotel chains and sell a very specific service to them. And he at some point looked at me and he went, well, you're probably going to say that this is all bullshit and just excuses. And you're probably just going to tell me to go and sell anyways and sell right now. And I looked at him and went, yeah. And why aren't you doing it if you know that already? Like, it was kind of freaking me out that he knew the advice that I would give and he still wanted to pick me up to tell me his situation to then hear the advice that he already knew I would give him. And he basically, when I asked him about this, and this is something I very similar experiences the other two rides that I got with Startup Chat listeners, all of them basically said something to the effect of, well, I already know what you and Heaton would want me to do, and it makes perfect sense to me, but I, for whatever reason, haven't been able to get myself to do it. So when I got the chance to drive with you, I wanted it so you could kick my ass so I would do it. And I was like,
why don't you kick your own ass?
Yeah. Well, how can we change the podcast so people start kicking their own asses? Because I won't be able to drive with everyone that's listening to this podcast to the hotel or airport. So how the hell are we going to get more people that know what to do and know what advice we want to give them to take that advice and take action? That's really the question, I think.
Wow. I mean, this really digs into something pretty basic about humans. They just want, and this is all of us, we just generally want verification that what we're thinking is right, or verification that, this idea that we have or this action that we want to take is the right action. And in your case, it's like you're sitting there and you're about to meet with them. So they almost have especially the ones you're meeting with, they almost have a really good reason to defer it, right, in their own heads, instead of just do the right thing for their business. And what I've learned over time, especially as we've been doing this podcast, and I've even spent some time working with a few of my friends, once there's it's really interesting. Once there's a critical thinking system in place, which I think you and I talk about a lot without using those words, we're just trying to help people critically think about their business, their startups, people they're working with, products they're building, marketing, sales, etc. But it's really just critical thinking. But once somebody understands the critical thinking, that's not the full piece of them actually using that critical thinking in their own lives, in their own business. And I think what we're seeing is basically that gap of like, you and I can talk about how we think about things, how we solve these problems, how we think about these problems. And we've been good at sharing our framework, our thinkings. And I think a lot of people are starting to internalize, you know, just that more critical thinking sort of way, I would say. But what's happening, it seems like, is like they're still intimidated. They're still, you know, sitting there with a lot of anxiety of like, I know what to do. I know what Heaton and Stelly would say, but I still am not doing it. And I think we missed that piece of action. The other piece of feedback, just to rail on this for a quick second, I believe if we're talking about what you and I can do for our listeners, I believe that earlier on, you and I were much more gung-ho about action. So, and I know I noticed that from people who are started listening more recently, but started with like episode one. So one thing you and I can do is like, I think the tips help. We can make sure the tips are much more actionable maybe than we've been doing recently. We can also make it so that we demand the action from our listeners. It's almost like, hey, don't listen just to listen. Because there's a lot of podcasts you can listen to listen, right? Listen to the ones that they're interviewing really awesome people and learn about those people. That's not what this one's about. If you're listening and you're not taking action, then you might want to reconsider listening.
All right. So I love that. And I think that you're on the money with it. And one idea that I just had that we might want to experiment and play with is that a lot of times the way we record this podcast is very much a conversation between the two of us, right? We're trying to think about, we're trying to create as much value as possible to the listeners, but it is very direct a conversation between you and I. And I wonder if we internalized a third person in the conversation, which is the listener. And when we talk about topics, defer a lot back to, and here's what we want the listener to do. And here's the type of action. If you're in this situation, here's what this person should do next. And kind of think about the two of us giving advice to one person about a topic versus just the two of us talking about a topic. That might make some kind of a difference. It'd be at least interesting to play with and experiment with.
Yeah. And if you, I think if you listen to the first few, and if anyone's listening and they remember earlier episodes, we were actually much more like what you described, I believe. Mm. We were actually talking to the audience, but it's because we started with the audience, right?
Yeah.
And over time, I think obviously we've enjoyed probably talking to each other, but I feel like it was more effective definitely when we had that third person, as you put it, which is great. With us, almost right next to us.
All right. So how about we turn this episode into an episode where we talk about the listeners that know right now when they're listening to us that there is an action they should have taken. They know that we talked about this before. They heard us talk about it. They know I should probably start selling, or I should probably launch this thing already, or whatever it is. There's an action they are putting off, and they've heard us say multiple times, you shouldn't and you should go for, and they haven't yet. If anybody is listening to this, is identifying with it, let's just talk to that person and see if we can help them in this episode to take action and kind of, you know, cut that knot or whatever it is and move forward and make this a very actionable one.
Really clearly speaking, usually people don't take action because they're fearful of something.
Yeah.
So they're fearful that they don't know how to do it. They're fearful that they might fail at it. They're some folks are fearful that they might succeed at it.
Yeah,
right? So that's like self-sabotage and things like that. So if you're sitting there right now and there's a bunch of stuff, maybe one thing, hopefully not too many more, that you're not doing that you've heard us talk about, or you know, you've thought about in your business and been inspired to sort of think about it, make a change, but you haven't made the change yet, I think Stelly and I, first of all, would be like, stop listening to us and go do something about that. That's the one thing you can do. That's probably the most direct advice I can give about these things where like, you know, you need to do it, but you haven't done it yet. Just to riff another one, in case you're still listening, is write it down. Just like start writing down these things that, you know, you feel are right, but for some reason you're not doing them. And you know, my problem with this, Stelly, I feel like a lot of people might not even know that there's an action there they should be taking. Like they might actually not know that there's a very clear action that they need to take despite everything we've said and done. And that's sort of my worry of even this topic, which is like, we're making an assumption that there's a bunch of people that aren't taking action. I think that's probably true because it's easier to listen than take action, obviously. But I'm not sure if people are at that precipice or whatever, where like they are ready to take the action, right? But they haven't done it yet. And if they're not ready to take the action, right, then they probably don't even know what that action is that they should be taking. That would be the way I kind of would think about this. And so the piece of advice I would have is like, just like quantify it, write it down, figure out the things that you might not be acting on and really think deeply about it and write it down. And that'll probably help you instantly figure out what you need to do next. One thing I'll say is folks that have to-do lists and are very actively like trying to get really important stuff done, like the people that have three items, not more every day and all that, I found them to have less of a issue when it comes to taking action on important things, just as something I've seen.
Yeah, I love that. I think that my experience with some of the people that I talk to is that knew what they needed to do, but weren't quite there yet. It boiled down with some of them to they just didn't want to do the action, right? It's just something that wasn't pleasurable to them, wasn't exciting to them, they weren't experienced in. And so they were putting it off because it's just not fun to do. It's just not that comfortable to do. It's outside that comfort zone. And it goes back to this feeling that business, there's a side of starting your own business that's fun, but there's a shit ton of things about it. It's just no fun. It isn't. And if you're in business to have fun, or if you're in business to turn your hobby into your livelihood, it comes with, you know, it comes with certain sacrifices that you have to take. And one of the first sacrifices is your comfort zone. And designing the logo and coming up with a website and talking to suppliers and thinking about the future and incorporating, all these things are not uncomfortable enough. Ultimately, you have to go out there and find